It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. We keep having to revise that old saying that everybody gets 15 minutes of fame. In the case of the man known as Joe the Plumber, his fame began with a videotaped conversation considerably shorter than that, just 6 minutes. He was confronting Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama in 2008. Joe's fame has now extended into 2012. He is seeking a congressional seat in Ohio in a newly drawn, politically polarized district that stretches from Toledo to Cleveland. He's trying to unseat longtime Democratic Representative Marcy Kaptur. David C. Barnett of member station WCPN reports.
Joe Wurzelbacher walks along the sidewalk of his working-class Toledo neighborhood looking for ground zero.
There you go, right here.
About 4 years ago, on this very spot, Wurzelbacher stepped in front of a TV camera trained on presidential candidate Barack Obama, who was in town canvassing for votes.
Name's Joe Wurzelbacher.
Good to see you, Joe.
I'm getting ready to buy a company that makes $250,000 to $270,000 a year.
All right.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
Well, here's what's going to happen.
Candidate Obama proceeded to explain his tax plan, at one point saying that it was important to, quote, spread the wealth around. That remark proved to be political poison for the Democrat, who was accused by GOP rival John McCain of being out of touch with the tax burden borne by working-class America.
And what you want to do to Joe the Plumber and millions more like him is have their taxes increased and not be able to realize the American dream.
4 years later, Wurzelbacher has ridden his fame as so-called Joe the Plumber into being the GOP standard-bearer in a congressional race against longtime veteran Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Dave Cohen of the University of Akron's Bliss Institute of Applied Politics says the candidates offer voters a stark choice.
Marcy Kaptur represents really the consummate insider politician. She's a fairly moderate Democrat, very strong on defense. And Wurzelbacher, you know, he represents really the Tea Party movement, anti-establishment, and is very much respected and somewhat beloved by social conservatives. The 9th District race is really a nice microcosm of the battles and the culture wars that are going on in the country right now.
The battle for the 9th District also demonstrates the financial challenges of mounting a modern political campaign. Marcy Kaptur says raising money is tough.
We now have to advertise in two media markets, Cleveland and Toledo, and Cleveland is 5 times more expensive than the western part of the state. So it's quite a daunting task, and there's never enough.
And while Wurzelbacher can't match Kaptur's accumulated war chest and national contacts, he's using his fame as Joe the Plumber to attract campaign dollars.
We have an online presence that's pretty huge. Part of that obviously comes from my run-in with Barack Obama. So we can reach pretty much all of the country and fundraise.
But reaching all over the country has meant that more than 3/4 of each candidate's funding has come from outside Ohio, according to an analysis of Federal Election Commission reports of this cycle by NPR.
That might show you how bad the economy is around here and how tight it is. You know, people don't want to give money. It's very difficult for them.
Marcy Kaptur argues that most of her funders, even those with outside addresses, have roots in Ohio. Still, she's concerned about how much of her time is devoted to fundraising.
It's turned into an endless campaign where you're having to raise all these very egregious amounts of money just to be able to compete. You know, when you have some campaigns where you're raising 20 and 30 times more than the job pays, it's out of bounds.
And when the majority of that money is coming from outside donors instead of constituents, it's likely to change the nature of the race. For NPR News, I'm David C. Barnett.